Adam, obviously a disappointment on Saturday, but a good solid way to bounce back tonight. A very credible point against one of the teams that certainly look like they're one of the favourites for promotion this season.
Yeah, no doubt that the quality that they've got in their squad. But to be honest, one thing I will say, and after Saturday, and it's hard to say sometimes when you come off the back of a 6-0 and everybody asks questions of you and doubts. I don't doubt those players, and I think there's a great amount of quality in that dressing room, not only as individuals, as players, but as people, and I think the performance tonight showed that in not just some of the play, but mainly the character and spirit and togetherness, and sometimes that, you know, 6-0 and you keep... I can say to a man how much disappointment there was on that bus on the way home. Not only the lads that were there, some of the lads that are injured and are at home. Disappointment, I get, you know, and they feel it as well, which is exactly what I want as a group. That even the people that were directly not involved in the game felt it, and I know that for a fact because. Some of the things that's happened in between, and then a fair bit of pressure on us tonight to come and, you know, not only prove as footballers but as people, and that we're trying to do things right, and you know, I thought a good game of football. I said they've come to try and beat us on our patch, and we're trying to make it as difficult as possible for teams and put performances on that does that, and I thought we had some good chances and some good play, as did they. But I thought we defended very well. And just like to mention Joe Green coming for his debut. It's, you know, he's a young lad, a great future ahead of him, and that's what I want: people pushing people to, you know, to improve standards, improve performances, and you know. For a young guy to come in a game against what people say is one of the favourites to win the league, I thought he were outstanding.
I was going to say, it was an interesting call to us that you'd made the change tonight. Obviously, his performance has pleased you. How much of the decisions, the changes tonight, did you feel were about giving opportunities to others, and how much were maybe forced on you?
I said to every player that's in this group, you know, picking my team were a tough decision tonight. There were members of the squad that were in my starting lineup 1 minute and then not even on the bench the next, and that's not just through the fault of their own, or it's where we're at as a group, and if people are carrying knocks, and we've got different permutations where we can move players around into different positions if somebody gets an injury or something happens. So it's not always down to that. And like I say, you can go from being in the team to out of the squad, or vice versa. And that's, I've tried to say, it's hard to put that across to people that aren't in the squad at times. But I see us as a group rather than just, you know, as a starting 11 and five on the bench. And so we'll see how it goes.
Early days yet. Positives: unbeaten at home. 2 points on the board. 3 games now, no goals. Does that concern you?
Always, yeah. Always. Thought we probed. I thought, you know, the front two today were exceptional, to be honest. It's a good back four. And I thought they caused them problems all night long. You know, and that's what I want. Tough decisions of getting up, who I bring into the squad and who I pick. So, and you know, that might change week on week depending on what I feel that will hurt the opposition. And hopefully, I get it right more than I get it wrong. And I will get things wrong, but I'll also get things right. And it's great that the guys are buying into that and being part of that, and hopefully we can be where we want to be.
Yeah. And Saturday, straight back here at Nethermoor. A tough test, isn't it, Torquay United? They're not off the greatest starts themselves. They'll be looking to put that right.
You know as well as I do, and anybody that comes and watches this level of football, any game that you play at this level is a tough, tough game, and you have to be right and you have to be on your game to stand a chance of getting results or getting points, in fact. So Saturday will be no different against they'll be a good side, I know that. And we have to do things right and be on our game.